Dear friends, good evening, and thank you for joining us again this week for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. In continuation with the work that we did on Tuesday, as you would recall, we were looking at 12 distinct keys that would help us unfolding consciously in our astral body. Back then, just as a brief reminder, remember that we told you that there are some practices that would demand a little bit more from you, and one of the recommendations that Samael gives in this lecture is that we should dedicate 40 consecutive days so that we can diligently observe our process of sleeping and that we can start identifying what is our initiating element. Those are the first images that always tend to show up at that particular moment when we're making a transition between the vigil state and the sleep state. So hopefully, by now, you have accumulated 2 or 3 days of good work, and we are encouraging you vehemently so that you continue for the next 37 days and that you can accumulate 40 good days of this practice so that you can master identifying this transition state and that you can unfold consciously and comfortably into your astral body. We are not going, even though it is very tempting in this Gnostic Lab, just to go over the material that we discussed in the previous lecture. We would like to dedicate our effort tonight just to relax the physical body and to guide you through the practice. So please, those of you listening to this lecture, anticipate that eventually we will fade in the background. If you have the opportunity to do this practice while you're resting comfortably on your bed, by all means, do that. And then just allow this recording to reach its completion. And the next morning when you wake up, just follow through with your retrospective exercise so that you can recall everything that you experienced while you were out in that fifth dimension. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and do some brief recollection of what we discussed on Tuesday, and let's get into the practice. Because first of all, why is it that we need to unfold in our astral vehicle? There are some basic fundamental reasons why we can do that. And the first one is that once you are in your astral body, you pretty much can go anywhere you choose to go here on this planet with no restrictions and certainly no limitations. And Samael clearly writes in his books, you know, if you want to visit Paris, go to Paris. If you want to visit some other country, by all means, go ahead and do that. But that is very incipient. And Samael, of course, shares that because you can certainly do it. But beyond the ability to just go anywhere on the planet, we also have the opportunity to convoke all of our long-lost relatives whose souls are still wandering within that fifth dimension of nature. And whether it is a long-lost parent or a grandparent, a friend or a neighbor, you can always call them and you can always give yourself the opportunity to have that face-to-face conversation. But beyond that, in the fifth dimension of nature, we can also invoke angels, archangels, devas, masters. We can present ourselves before the great temples of wisdom and learn about the mysteries of life and death. And if we have the opportunity to receive this wisdom directly from the lips of the masters, then this is certainly an opportunity that we must capitalize on. One thing is to listen to these lectures. And what you can get out of these lectures when you're receiving them from someone as insignificant as us, the instructors, then it is certainly not much. But when you can receive the teaching directly from the great masters, and that teaching gets deposited directly into your consciousness, it leads you into an accelerated path of internal transformation. So this is why we really want and need to learn to unfold in our astral vehicle. For those of you, students who are perhaps a little bit more advanced, we know very well that there comes a time in which as we go through the initial tests, as we get those tests completed successfully, we get the opportunity to go through the tests of the Guardians of the Threshold. But these are tests that are just not given to us randomly. The practitioner needs to be able to unfold consciously in their astral body and, of course, invoke the innermost and ask the innermost for the tests. And thus, Why unfolding in our astral body? Well, certainly because it is critical for this path of the revolution of the consciousness. And many students, they seem to have some challenges with fixed ideas and fears. Let us start by saying that every night we unfold in our astral body. This is part of the natural process of sleeping. And we would invite you to go and listen to our lecture so that you can get all the necessary details around how natural it is to unfold in our astral body. So if it is a natural functioning of the consciousness, if it is a natural functioning of our soul, there is certainly no danger. Anything that we may see out on the internet about how treacherous it may be, or in how is it that you can put yourself in harm's way, or how is it that you can be hurt by some witch or sorcerer, all of these things, you know, we need to take those comments and those statements with a grain of salt. Even though you will find on the internet many articles of many people who will claim to have been hurt and damaged in all of these experiences, we still need to take those with a grain of salt. Because you have been unfolding in your astral body every single night since the day that you were born. And thus far, you have been doing really well. So now what we're seeking at doing is unfolding, but unfolding consciously. And as we leave, well, we always have the opportunity to come back into the body. Regardless of where we may go, regardless of where we may show up as we awaken our consciousness in the sleep state. Because our soul is bound to our body by a very delicate thread that is called the thread of Antakarana. And this thread has the capacity of expanding, of stretching itself from wherever your body is to the very limits of the infinite. And the moment that the physical body is waking up, the motions of the physical body, that process of awakening will certainly retrieve the soul, pull the soul back into the body itself. And this is one of the reasons why so many people tend to lose their memories as they come back from an astral experience. Because if you remain very calm and comfortable in your bed, as you start regaining the awareness of the vigil state, make an effort to do a retrospective exercise so that you can re-experience all that transcribed, all that took place while you were out within that fifth dimension. If you happen to move your body or just get up or just react to the alarm of your phone or any other device that you have to wake you up in the morning, well, certainly that movement will shake the astral body as it is coming back into the physicality, and the memories will fade. It is likely that most of you have already experienced this. Suddenly you find yourself in bed with a clear recollection of your dream, and the moment that you sit up and you stand up, those memories are gone. And if you notice that, you can see that sometimes it is just a little disappointing. So now you know. Don't move your body. Rather, keep close to you your Gnostic journal so that as you become ready, you can retrieve your journal very gently and you can write down everything that you can recall. Symbols, emotions, colors, any particular detail that caught your attention is certainly worth writing it down. And for our practice tonight, what we will do is that we will bring into use the mantra Faraon. So, for us to do this, let's go ahead and make sure that we have conditions that are auspicious in our home to be able to unfold consciously in our astral body. Take a moment, look around, and make sure that the circumstances and the conditions in your own private realm are good, so that we can rest comfortably and that we can unfold in our astral body. So we will invite you first to lay on your back. By now, let's go ahead and start minimizing any kind of bombardment into our senses. Let's minimize those impressions that we are receiving so that we can gently transition from the vigil state into the sleep state. Very well. So we will invite you to rest comfortably on your back. Whether you're choosing to do this on the hard floor, on a yoga mat, on a rug, on the carpet, or on your mattress. It is all good. Let's make sure that we orient our body so that our head is pointing towards the magnetic north. This is always very favorable as we align ourselves with those gentle electromagnetic currents that are flowing through the planet. And as we are resting on our back, just allow your arms to be stretched alongside your body. Bring your heels together and allow your feet just to fan open as you relax your legs. Let's take a deep breath in through our nose in 1, 2, Let's make ourselves aware of our body. As you scan your body from the tips of your toes, your lower legs and your upper legs, your hips, your stomach, your chest and your shoulders, your arms, all the way up to your head. Notice if there's anything that is distracting and demanding of your attention. Your shoes were too tight, or your belt. If the jeans were getting a little tight, it is okay just to loosen that up. As we take a deep breath in 1, 2. Then let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of our emotional state. There may be some of us who have been having some phenomenal days. Days in which we tend to enjoy those small victories that come with the internal work. Days in which we express our gratitude and our satisfaction for all the great gifts that life has given us. That being the case, we express the gratitude for every one of those moments. And most of all, we express our gratitude for this very same instant. Particularly because here at this present moment, we have a new opportunity for a new practice. However, there may be some of us who have been going through some challenging times. Maybe difficult moments that have invited some self-doubt, fears, insecurities. Maybe moments in which the ambiguity of life has led us to become frustrated. Sometimes to feel a little desperate. And that is okay. Because what is important is that we can acknowledge these moments. Just as with the good moments, we have to express gratitude and satisfaction with these challenging times. These challenging times are the ones that give us the opportunity to exercise some good self-discovery. And now that we have been made ourselves aware of our emotional states, now identifying from where our aggregates may be projecting thoughts become a little easier. Because now we will be able to see if any thoughts are emerging from our emotional center, or if they're emerging from the constant comparisons and the constant battles that happen inside the intellect, or maybe from our habits or from our instincts. We focus on our breath in through our nose and out through our nose. And let's focus our attention in our heart center. Make an effort to perceive the beating of your heart. Notice that every palpitation brings with itself two beautiful sounds, Om Hum, Om Hum, Om Hum, Om Hum. Om is the very profound sound of creation. And Hum always invokes our innermost. And as we bring our attention to the beating of our heart, with every heartbeat, Om Hum. Om Hum. We can see that every cell that is displaced within our bloodstream carries with itself. These two powerful mantras everywhere in our body. So knowing this, let's project those beatings of our heart at the very tip of our nose. As we feel those gentle pulsations on the tip of our nose, we experience them with a great deal of satisfaction. And because we don't identify with them, let's transition them from the tip of our nose to our right ear. And we can see that the experience of each pulsation in our right ear becomes almost immediately evident. And we experience this sensation with satisfaction. And as we continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose, with every exhalation we allow for the dissolving and the dissipation of any of those things that have kept our attention trapped during the day. Take those pulsations from our heart, from our right ear, and now let's project them to our right hand. Just as before, we can immediately notice that the transition from the ear to the hand happens almost instantaneously. And as we experience this with much gratitude, we do not identify with it, but rather we remain diligent, focusing on our breath. And then we notice that every exhalation becomes more gentle, softer. We transition those pulsations from our right hand onto our right foot. And again, we experience that those pulsations transition from one location onto the next one with no effort at all. And just because they become displaced with no effort, that gives us an opportunity to relax. And with every exhalation, we then allow our body to sink just a little deeper onto the mattress. Then let's allow those pulsations to transition from our right foot onto our left foot. And as we feel that those sensations gently fade away in one location and gently emerge in the next one. We experience that with much gratitude. And if we were to allow a very gentle yet simple smile to become present in our countenance, we can use that to express our gratitude to our innermost for this great body that they have given us, a body that we have received by grace of that great law, the innermost and our Divine Mother. We continue focused on our breath and we continue perceiving in our left foot those gentle palpitations of our heart. And as we continue breathing, seeking to make our breath almost imperceptible, almost perfectly silent, we allow for that sensation of heartbeat in our left foot to gently transition onto our left hand. From our left hand, we transition those sensations onto our left ear. hand from our left ear, we transition them back onto the tip of our nose. And as we have completed the circle, let's allow those sensations from the tip of our nose to dissipate back throughout the whole body. Make yourself aware of the sensation of softness in your arms, on your chest, along your legs and your feet. Notice the gentle vibration that permeates the body with this deep state of relaxation. And be certain that you can invoke of your innermost at any moment during this practice or in the upcoming days. And ask your innermost to bring back this very same state of relaxation. Because after all, this is then what should be the natural state of our human body. And in gratitude and gratefulness for this moment, we can say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart. That you invoke for us that aspect of you that is known as Morpheus, the God of dreams, Morpheus, your powerful being, we invoke you. Divine Master, we are here to beg of you with our heart and our soul that you educate us and that you allow us to perceive that moment of transition between the vigil state and the sleep state. We ask of you that you show us what is the initiating element? And we ask of you that you give us the ability to discern and detect it. The first moment when it appears. We ask of you that you guide us, so that we may consciously step outside of our body, so that we may roam consciously within the fifth dimension of nature. We ask and we beg of your help with all of our soul, and all of our heart. So be it. Divine Father, we ask of your powerful guidance and your powerful assistance. And we offer to you this practice. Now, maintaining the remembrance of self. If your head is not in a pillow, go ahead and grab that pillow and bring it under your head so that your head may be slightly higher than would otherwise be flat on the floor or flat on the mattress. After you do that, bring your heels closer to your buttocks by raising your knees. And with your feet flat on the floor, or flat on your mat, or flat on the mattress, with your knees pointing to the heavens, and with your head slightly supported by your pillow, bring your hands and rest them comfortably on the area of your solar plexus. And as we assume the posture of the Shakmol, these divine beings with dominion over the waters, we take a deep breath, and whether mentally or vocally, we chant the mantra Faraong. Let's make use of our objective imagination. Use the power of your clairvoyance to see yourself standing before the majesty of the pyramids. See yourself standing before the magnificent presence of the Great Sphinx. And allow all of your senses to perceive the heat and the wind of the desert, the colors of the stone, the texture of the stones and the texture of the hand itself. And see yourself present while you allow this powerful mantra to continue reverberating within the depth of your consciousness. Fa.
Oh.